Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, Avyakata Dhamma, and there is no self in this.
When Khun An talk about vipaka, don't remember the conditions for any vipaka or any karma to produce result too, because there are many, many karma.
Is it karma sakata jnana? Kama sakata jnana.
When one really understands that
it's not
karma
a wrong
conditions
view.
Vipaka. But there must be conditions for karma to condition vipaka too. Mm-hmm. Which karma? Because there are lots of karma. Mm-hmm.
So in Sutta Sajan, when there is like everyone is owner to his karma, that's also true.
Because we cannot exchange the accumulation and the karma, which is accumulated. My vipaka to come here. By conditions.
Not by your karma.
Vipaka or vitaka?
Vipaka.
Okay. Not your karma at all. My own karma.
Because I thought that I wouldn't go to Europe anymore. But this is my first trip after that thought.
And it's been a very good one.
Very. And you know who is conditioned for me to come to Poland? It's you.
Lucas, of course.
Really?
Of course.
Only you.
No other reason.
And Ajahn, you know why I'm sitting here now? Because of you. Really?
Certainly, yeah. Because I think that people who is very good in intellectual understanding needs more than that.
And when you said to me in Thailand, are you sure he's very interested in Dharma? And I said, yes. Is this correct?
Correct.
Correct? I'm asking you. Correct?
Correct.
He says, I don't go more than 20 meters. So.
And I have no idea about who's Khun Lucas at all. Yeah. Just the interest in Dharma, and he's good in
that's good.
Intellectual understanding.
Yeah. That's great.
And that is not enough. If something can be added more, it's the best of his life.
Yes. To really change one's life, to really live one's life a different
That's
way.
That's why I always think for anyone who give me some gift, can that gift be goodness instead of being? Even one petal of flowers, many petals in a flower, can that be goodness given to me? And I appreciate that so much more than other things in my life.
Yes. And someone yesterday said, he didn't know how to repay all the kindness and all of this. And I said, just the keen interest in the Dharma is enough.
And
is
follow the teachings to not just, I know that.
Not
that
just not the terms and labels in the book, but really live the good life.
Kusala Chitta, Kusala Dharma is the best thing for everyone, no matter in what world.
This is the best thank you gift, right? Develop Kusala.
Because
and then
it's you who bring me to the trip to Poland.
You brought us all here.
Yeah.
I never, ever thought I would come to Poland.
Yeah.
And I certainly didn't think I would come to Poland to discuss Dhamma with my good Dhamma friends.
Yeah,
I'm happy that you all come also.
Yeah. And I haven't been in Poland before, but Poland is very beautiful too, clean and beautiful.
And you can come to Poland only once in a lifetime.
Depend on you.
Maybe she'll come every year.
No, not that. Depending on your behavior and your understanding and the development.
Good enough.
No, you want to do better than good enough.
Yeah.
The point
never
is
enough.
I am anatta.
So the teachings doesn't help at all.
So if you just say, kusala abhyakata, excuse.
Yes, that's why
I am anatta.
It's like coming to me all the patiyas.
I wait, I'll do whatever I like and come to me, and if you come and if you don't, that's okay.
I think you have to go back to do your best.
Yeah.
Right.
If it does not work out, then maybe that's
But yeah, Ajahn said to you yesterday that before Dipaka, just do your best.
Yeah.
That's a good reminder.
Otherwise it's listening.
Yeah, you know,
but
just who knows how people may suffer, you know, because just there may be some people may have no think about Kusala and everything, but they can may build so much accumulation for wrong you, like practice this way, that way. So it's not like telling someone that, oh, it's like this, because, you know, I think it's people may be much more miserable with the ideas and there, you know, because I think this is so good to even a little bit of ignorance if this is less, and it's really something like.
So we can help others a lot when there's more understanding.
I don't know if we can help others.
We can do our best.
Like me.
Yeah. We can do our
do
best.
Do I help you?
Yes.
So like these guys who came yesterday, or the Chinese lady in the restaurant, this is kusala, this is doing one's best when one tries to share, or tries to help, or writes to other people on DSG, tries to, this is Dharma in daily life, not just thinking of oneself.
And it's to be friendly, very difficult.
Yes.
No, not at all. Very easy. You don't have to do anything. Just be friendly.
You have this beautiful smile.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, he says.
I can see it. Sorry.
Like that's very.
Like when I called you and said, "Shall we go for a walk?" Yes, please. This is friendly.
Yeah, but this is all
but
the accumulation and nothing.
Maybe attachment. You don't know. I know. So one must be very truthful.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Well wishes for everyone.
Yes.
Do your best for everyone too.
Helping
at that moment,
others.
It's not self-centered. You forget about yourself. The more you forget about yourself and thinking about the others, there can be more understanding and less attachment to the self. That is by ways of kusala, bunda kriya vattu, manners or ways of kusala.
Different ways.
Mm.
In dana, sila, and bhavana.
You read about metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha, and where are they? They can be at any moment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time for to be friendly, it's so happy, but there is no enemy at all, because we don't mind whatever that person think about you, but you are that person's friend, ready to help, well wishes all the time. A person studies the teachings a lot, and she appreciates listening to the Dhamma, but she can be kind to animal, but not to a particular person. See, what's the use of reading the teachings
it's mean to this person or
yesterday,
that person.
I'm not sure whether you are friendly with the dog or you are attached to it.
I didn't like the dog. I was friendly to Alberto yesterday, that's what I remember. When we sitting during the table, I like Alberto that time.
He likes Alberto, but not the dog.
Yeah, I like Alberto.
I mean, when we went to the farm,
the
bus stop, and you saw a dog, everyone saw that particular dog, and you got closer to that dog and tried to give something, which that dog cannot eat.
Yes.
That's because he didn't like the dogs.
But you see that at the time, I don't know whether you're friendly or attached to the dog, see? Nobody knows, Panya knows. At moment of being friendly, you think of that dog like it could be happy if you give that dog something to eat or something like that. And that dog got closer to him with his compassion, things like that. But why just a dog? Not everyone.
Yeah.
Because some people think that animal is easy to be object of metta, friendliness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that person can touch or can catch worm and things like that, but never have abhayadana for a person, see, a particular person. But never mind, because I think that as long as I live, I'm patient enough to wait until that person becomes good.
Eons.
It doesn't matter.
One just tries to help or be friendly with no expectation at all. No, never mind how they respond or react or whether they have any interest in the Dharma or what they will do, but just do one's best.
I've got a question, Arden. I thought when I was coming here at the morning, and that was like the kusala, the wholesomeness, the characteristic of this. And because we think a lot of this kusala, but I mean, is it not like more like Dhamma Vinaya to be in kusala,
in
like
the monk? In the book, what about in daily life?
Yeah, but I mean that it's the moment of calm and...
Moment of calm?
Mm-hmm. I just...
just calm at moment of seeing people.
Yes,
it's your calm, but not being friendly. See? Our self-centered, and we might not realize that selfishness is in every moment from morning up to now. Only Panya can see the danger of it and develop the opposite. Instead of attachment, it's friendliness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saying, well, you know, they're just conditions to speak this way, and the kata was being met. And again,
and the question can be my question or your own question to yourself. Is it difficult to forgive?
But what reality is forgiveness?
You try to find out
what is the answer.
No matter what it's called.
Is it digital?
No matter it's called.
An excuse not to answer the question.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
And that is not wisdom.
For sure.
Not to face the truth. Not to understand the reality, which is that as not you, even it's unwholesome, it's not me. It's a reality. That's the way that defilements can be eliminated and finally eradicated. Not me, it's a reality. But it's not an excuse. It's the understanding which begins to know what's right and what's wrong and what's wholesome and what's not wholesome from the answer. Is it
some
difficult to forgive?
Some daily life conditions, like being monk, not being a monk, like having a girl, having not girl. It's difference. We can see it's difference because when we go to monastery and just try to be more secluded, there is more opportunity for kusala. No?
No.
Excuse.
But some situations in life, it's so tough, so much anger that arises thinking of this person, of that person, it's really accumulated. And then this is in you, and this is so hard to stop, and it seems like the only way to stop is just leave that person, or just step back somewhere, forget.
Then that's probably a good solution at that time. But I think that going to a temple will necessarily condition more kusala is...
Why not now? If it's not be able to be this moment, it cannot be in other moment either. Just hoping and wishing that something will help or condition, but actually it must be this moment. From now on, from this moment on. Otherwise, it's delayed. Maybe to next life, or more than 100 lives.
And?
I think that to be good is very easy, easier than being no good, not good. Make it as easy as that, and you'll see that life is more pleasant.
Because it's pleasant being
Of course, in different way, but what I mean, Ajahn, yes, of course, but so, for example, my accumulation, like tendencies, that's...
Excuse. Like people say, oh, well, it's easy for you too, because you don't have these accumulations, but my accumulations,
accumulation.
Excuses.
What about new accumulation, like right understanding from discussion?
Mm-hmm.
You see, there are so many different accumulations. Yeah. There's accumulation for Gosala and for Agosala. Mm. So when we've heard the Dhamma, there's more conditions for the Gosala accumulations to manifest.
Yeah. And slowly it becomes easier to be the understanding or forgiving person, because one knows however others behave or whatever happens, actually they're just conditioned realities, mm-hmm. not someone doing this or, you know, if, so it's easier to, just as there are only dharmas now, there are only dharmas wherever, so easier to just be understanding and forgiving. But slowly, yeah.
That lovely friendly smile.
By conditions, yes. For a while, yes. And then I don't have it.
And you know what this is called? Beautiful smile, things like it. You know what it's called? Vasana.
Vasana. Vasana. Vasana. Vasana.
The tendency,
it's like a behavior.
Nature. Behavior.
That's what the Buddha didn't have, vasana. Mm.
No, unpleasant or unwholesome vasana. Mm-hmm. Not only kilesa, but also vasana. The behavior. Vasana. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm. Like running or... Ajahn, may I ask you something? The friend, this Peter, who was yesterday, we talked long ago, quite long ago, but it reminds me about this vasana, the behavior. And he said, like, because arahants still have the vasana and the Buddha didn't have.
Right.
And
the only one.
He gave me the example, it's not everything true, because the Sariputta was jumping through the...
Jumping
puddles? I
couldn't find that in Tipitaka or commentary at all. It's just be told from time to time.
Yeah.
Mm. You, I couldn't. Maybe someone can find it.
Yeah. I think it wasn't Sariputta, it was another monk. Another monk, wasn't it? Yeah, it wasn't Sariputta, it was another monk.
He claimed to be Sariputta, then the Buddha said, oh, this is okay because monks cannot jump.
I think another monk.
But the monks cannot jump, and the Buddha explained like...
The vasana.
Oh,
yeah.
He can, because
like the one who spoke harsh,
vasana, yes.
The one who spoke harsh language, the vasana. Yeah. So actually when someone smiles, we have no idea whether it's kusala or akusala, just the vasana. Yeah.
Like the way we are sitting. Differently by vasana. Mm.
Mm. Some people can have a lovely smile even when they're angry.
That's true. However, it may portray to other people as something else.
Different.
Mm. Anyway, I think it's more important for us all to be, to think about doing the best ourselves.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
And actually, I need to say, Lucas, that it's the same for all of us. We all make excuses and we all have problems.
I never take it. It's only to me.
No,
I just say
all
thought
of
everyone.
That's why we all, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Especially me. Me, I mean you.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know.
It's for us all, but especially for you.
Yeah. What can I do? What can I do, really?
What appears now?
Understand.
See? Yeah. That's the point.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel a bit stressed, like I must do kusala, because I also know the tendency I have when I just reminded too much. About
right or wrong,
I must, but kusala is so very good. It doesn't harm, and it helps the other.
Mm-hmm.
And
Understanding the value of kusala, not I must do anything.
Okay.
And of course, there's going to be anger, and of course there's going to be atanuditti, and of course there are going to be excuses, but just beginning to understand these different dharmas when they appear.
When it appears. It's not as far from distance. Yeah. It's now.
No need to look for it in the monastery.
Kusala Dhamma, Kusala Dhamma.
No need.
No.
Now, Kusala.
But Ajahn, may I say something? If we talk about the Kusala, because...
When and where?
The past Kusala.
What about Kusala now?
It's gone.
More difficult? Or what?
But I mean like... For example, you remember a few days ago you mentioned Aramanupanisaya Pachaya.
We all remember.
About the potatoes and everything. I like potatoes, so I took. And that's very helpful because you see everyone have different likings and everything. That's helpful for Kusala to know this metta. And
so you are now more friendly to everyone.
For a while, yes.
That is the point. Not just knowing that it's only Aramanupanisiyapatiya for each.
Mm-hmm.
But by knowing
for others
that,
also.
By knowing that you are friendly to those who have such accumulation for this and for coffee and for other things.
Understanding is like this for everyone.
May I ask something? Because in Mahasatipanna Sutta, the Buddha said, observe yourself and others also.
Now.
So it means like,
now.
Oh, I have her Aramanupanisaya Pachaya, so then I can be more patient or whatever. Just the
or
example.
I not Satipatthana, no Kaya, no Vedana, no Citta, no Dhamma.
Can you explain what does it mean, observe yourself and observe others?
No, that's wrong.
Above.
No.
Inner, outer,
no, not observe.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness arises. Mm-hmm. It performs its function of being aware. No one can be aware. And at moment when whatever appears like hardness, with awareness and without awareness, is different. The object is the same. It's hard, but there's no attention, no awareness, no understanding. It's gone without knowing that it's only a reality in one's life and in samsara.
And now, can there be awareness of Anne's lobha or Anne's metta?
A visible object
and lobha appearing now.
Otherwise, why Buddha taught many, many times in his teachings about visible object and seeing. Mm-hmm. And one might think that, I understand what he meant, only this moment of seeing. But actually, what is it? It's a reality, no one in it. This is the point. Anatta is there. At moment of seeing, don't count many times a day. No use to think about I having it for sometimes. Just pass, just
or
gone.
Or trying to have it or anything.
There are times though when one is doing something and then thought arises, I could be more friendly, and
it's useless.
Pardon?
Just thinking to be friendly,
know,
but
know,
not be friendly.
And then maybe you're friendly or maybe you're not, but that's just thinking, I realize.
Right.
But it can, that thinking can
be conditioned.
Right. Asankara.
Prompted.
A person told me that he knows that he's not friendly. He tries to force and be friendly.
And it worked?
He forced to be friendly. Because he knows that it depends whether at moment is the self is right or is the beginning of seeing the value of being friendly. From moment when they're not friendly and when moment when there's friendliness. So very complex that only right understanding can understand that very moment as it is, not at the moment.
Yeah, that's understandable because even in Tipitaka that said the right thinking, there is this right vitaka samasankappa, it must come with metta and this. So I think when there is like some kind of little understanding, there must be also kusala metta and everything.
Can be now.
Yeah,
not
it
yet.
Must be now.
Yeah, look at that.
What?
Anyone there?
Yes, some lady who is cleaning the table. But with the tendency to kusala, is it possible that some people have this kind of kusala and cannot do this kind of kusala?
You don't have to think, just someone, be friendly, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think like the example of the guy who is determined to try and be more friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And like with understanding, there's the intellectual appreciation or his value first before it can arise. Likewise, you know, with the sea, one considers it and understands the value of the kusala, having the moment of kusala as opposed to the akusala, and that can be a condition later for there to be more kusala in one's daily life. So if one says, I haven't got that kind of kusala, then it's not going to arise.
In any way, Dhamma is Dhamma, just past coming and going. And this is life, from moment to moment.
Tendency of each moment, Vinita.
No one can stop the arising and falling away of Dhammas from moment to moment. No understanding of sound.
No understanding of sound.
Sound appears, it's gone without understanding, like other realities, until there is awareness of it by conditions. It's only that, see, arising and falling away. Not just sound, thinking about it also arises and falls away. All realities are conditioned to arise, falling away, never come back. Is there now yesterday, Lucas?
No, it's gone.
Last week's tendencies.
No, tendencies must be somewhere.
All gone.
Tendencies.
Only at this moment.
Oh.
In each citta, in each
citta,
in each citta. Yeah.
But only at this moment yesterday's attachment gone completely,
not just
yesterday's
those
aversion.
That were arising last week are latent. There are so many others
yesterday's loka is only
completely gone. That's what I mean.
But
it conditioned this moment.
It conditions this moment because it's
collected, accumulated.
What I meant was when we have the idea, oh well, yes, but I'm not a good person, or this, I'm this or that or whatever. But whatever has gone has completely gone, and there's only the citta now, the kusala or akusala.
And
now,
whenever there's clinging, even to thinking, it's a reality that panya can know, until everything is a reality only. That's the way to have no clinging to the idea of self anymore. And this is the first stage of the developed panya, to realize the Four Noble Truths. About what it's going to be, even today, it comes.
Someone will figure it out. I am staying.
The word is the same, Dhamma, Anatta, accumulation, Pachya, see.
The more one hears, discusses, and considers, and certainly discusses in conditions like this, I can see the more, the more subtlety there is, and the more understanding grows.
And you see that sometimes you worry about your son. Mm-hmm. What about the others? See, they have their own accumulation.
Yes.
So when time comes, they might have great interest, or not at all, we don't know. Right. But we try our best.
Yes. I do sometimes worry.
So metta is for everyone, as karuna and mudita and ubekha, not for just for a particular one.
Yes.
Well, it's natural to feel a particular responsibility towards one's own child, for example.
To give birth. and to bring up.
I am not a go. No, that's true.
Yeah, you just try your best. Mm-hmm. Try your best. Yeah,
exactly.
Don't worry.